Welcome, dear listeners, to another spine-chilling episode of Rare Eddie One Talk.
Viewer discretion is advised.
It is advised because tonight we are diving into the eerie, the mysterious, and the downright spooky tale of the Moddy Doe. I'm your host, Rare Eddie One, and yes, we are diving back into the world of UK cryptids, unknown UK cryptids. In this episode, we are getting on a small boat and we are travelling to the Isles of Man, very own ghostly cryptid. Now, if you're thinking, oh, great, another ghost story about a cryptid, well, you're in for a treat, folks.
Nice.
This isn't just any cryptid. This is a spectral creature with a flair for dramatic. Picture this, a large, shaggy black entity that haunts the ancient halls of Peel Castle, scaring the wits out of soldiers and making grown men cry. Yes, grown men cry. But don't worry. It's not all doom and gloom. We'll also explore the lighter side of this legend, like why anyone would think it's a good idea to lock up a haunted castle alone after a few too many drinks. Spoiler alert, it never ends well. So grab those flashlights, folks, huddle under your blanket and get ready for a tale that will make you think twice about making that midnight stroll through a deserted castle. Welcome to the legend of the Moddy Doe. Now, before we kick on with tonight's show, folks, in tonight's chilling fun, in tonight's spooky gloriousness, we are going to be having a drink. I'm going to be reviewing a cheeky little cider from a very little cider company. Yes, and we're going to give it a review because I normally drink on these and tonight is going to be no different. We're going to have a little drink. And I'm going to give you my thoughts on this little cider company's very own cider. But before I do that, if you are not following me on your favorite podcast provider, hit that follow button. And if you would leave me a review, that would be absolute bloody awesome. Let's give me one of these. And if you want, you can have one of them. If you want to leave me a review, that would be fucking awesome. I do try and put these up on YouTube and Rumble. I do try. I'm very behind and I really do need to start uploading them. My apologies. The only way you listen or watch is through YouTube. I do apologize. I need to get better and I need to up my game on that. So like I say, I do have a YouTube channel, same name, Rare Eddie One. So if you want, go over there, hit that follow, that subscribe button. I nearly said follow button, but it doesn't have a follow button. It has a subscribe button. So get yourself over there and hit that subscribe button. If you want, leave me a like as well. That would be absolute bloody awesome. Or Rumble, but pretty much the same thing as YouTube, but a little bit freer to talk on, which I'm going to try and put these up there more on Rumble. I'm going to put them up on both, but I assume Rumble will be the easiest site because YouTube doesn't like this sort of content, especially conspiracy-sided content. This is going to be my last episode on cryptids because next week is going to be my 50th episode and I maybe want to try and do something special, so maybe it's going to be a look back at some of my favorite conspiracies, UFO stories, and, you know, just a look back and maybe see how the podcast is going, how I am doing myself, and all that lovely, bloody good stuff. Now, if you are here for my review of the beer, we are heading over there now. Yes, it's fucking cold. I'm giving it a wipe down because it's fucking... It's pissing all over the place. Not because it's in a glass bottle and it's just fucking condensation bollocks. I normally take these out of the fridge, you know, half an hour before I do this. So it's lovely and chilled, but it's not going to piss all over the place. But it looks like it's going to piss all over the place. And this is from a very small cider company, Copperberg. premium cider. I wouldn't say premium, but it's a 4%, and this is mixed fruit. I don't mind the mixed fruit. I normally, if I do go on Copperberg, if I do have a cider, I try and go for the strawberry and lime, but mixed fruit is a delicious alternative. It's nice. It's your apple cider with the taste of raspberries and blackcurrant. Yes, blackcurrant. And the smell when you open it up, it is raspberry and blackcurrant. More of a raspberry smell, but you do get a hint of blackcurrant in there when you taste it. You get that syrupy blackcurrant / raspberry. You get more of a blackcurrant than the raspberry. You do get the raspberry, but it's more syrupy. It's more of a syrupy drink than strawberry and lime. Again, like with the strawberry and lime last week, there's not much cider. You don't get the cider heat. You don't get the heat of the cider, but it is there because it is a 4%, so it will get you lovely and pissed if you drink a few of them. What hits the back of my throat when I drink this? I think the raspberry hits the back of my throat more than the blackcurrant. I'd say that when you put the drink in, you get more of a blackcurrant. But when the back of your throat, when you drank it, the back of throat, it's more of a raspberry taste. I like it. I do like a mixed fruit. It is nice. I would drink, if I see strawberry and lime, I'm going strawberry and lime all day of the week. But if strawberry and lime's not there, I will get a mixed fruit. Delicious. It's a little bit heavier than the strawberry and lime, so it's a little bit more syrupy. It's a little bit more heavier. Alcohol wise it's the same, so I like a drink, I would go for the strawberry and lime, because you drink a few of these, you know, you've drunk a few of these, it's going to start getting heavy on you, you're going to start getting all acidy up in the back of your throat and down your windpipe. You're going to get it all, and it starts to get uncomfortable if you drink 4 or 5 of these. It does start getting comfortable. You know you've drunk 4 or 5 of them. Strawberry and lime, it's not as bad. I recommend it. I give it an 8. 8.1. I nearly said my good friend. He's not. Dave Portnoy. One taste, everyone knows the rules. One sip, everyone knows the rules. And I've done like 3 or 4 sips. Like he does with his pizza reviews, everyone knows the world, one bite, he has like 3 or 4 bites. I do like Dave Portnoy. That's the only thing I don't get. And I wouldn't mind trying making something like Dave Portnoy. An inspiration. I do recommend it, 8.1. So if you like your cider, I would say always go try strawberry and lime, and then if you're not keen on the strawberry lime, try the mixed fruit. Copperberg, very small cider company. That joke did not go down very well. So picture this. It's a dark and stormy night on the Isles of Man. The wind howls through the ruins of Peel Castle, and the waves crash against the rocky shore. Inside the castle, the guards are huddled around a flickering fire, their eyes darting nervously to the shadows. Why? Because they know that at any moment, the Moddy Doe might appear. The Moddy Doe, or Big Black Dog, in Manx Gaelic is said to be a large, shaggy, black spaniel that haunts the halls of Peel Castle. But before we dive into the ghostly tales, let's set the stage with some historical context, folks. Peel Castle, located on St. Patrick's Isle, has a rich history dating back to the 11th century. Originally a place of worship, it was later fortified by the Vikings. The castle's strategic location made it a significant stronghold throughout the medieval period. Over the centuries, it saw numerous battles, sieges, and even served as a place of refuge during times of conflict. By the 18th century, Peel Castle had fallen into ruin, but its legends lives on. The Moddy Doe is one of the most enduring tales from this period. According to legend, this spectral hound would appear in the guard chambers at night, lying by the fire. The soldiers stationed there eventually grew accustomed to its presence, but its initial appearance was terrifying. One of the most famous stories involves a guard who, after a night of drinking, boasted that he would lock up the castle alone. Despite his brother-in-arms' warnings, he ventured into the haunted passages. As he walked through the dark, narrow corridor, the air grew colder, and he could hear the faint sounds of claws scraping against the stone floor. When he returned, he was pale and trembling, unable to speak of what he had seen. He died shortly after, and the passages were sealed off for good. Shit! Damn! But the Moddy Doe isn't just a harbinger of doom. Some believe it was the spirit of a loyal guard dog continuing to watch over the castle. Even after its death, it was said to appear during times of danger, its glowing eyes piercing through the darkness, warning the soldiers of impending threat. The legend of the Moddy Doe has been passed down through generations, becoming a captivating part of Manx folklore. It was popularized in the 18th century by George Waldron, a historian who documented the tale in his writings. The story was further spread by Sir Walter Scott, who included a version of Moddy Doe in his novel Purveyor of the Peak. So, what do you think? Is the Moddy Doe a spectral guardian or a harbinger of doom, or just a fragment of overactive imaginations? Who knows? But we are going to have a look into the cryptid itself. Now, what is the Moddy Doe? Yes, it is a big black dog, a shaggy black dog that is a legendary part of the Isles of Man folklore. So, Peel Castle itself. Peel Castle is a historic fortress located on St. Patrick's Isles in Peel, Isle of Man. Originally constructed by the Vikings in the 11th century, it stands as a testament to the island's rich history. The castle was built under the rule of King Magnus Barefoot of Norway. Initially, the fortification Initially, the fortification were made of wood, but later structures were built using local red stone. Within the castle grounds are the ruins of the Cathedral of St. German, which served as the seat of the Diocese of Sodor and Man. Historical finds. Excavations have uncovered significant artifacts, including the 10th century grave of the pagan lady with a well-preserved Viking necklace and a cache of silver coins. The Modley Doe legend. The castle is famously associated with the legend of the Modley Doe, a phantom black dog said to haunt the grounds. But what can you find visiting there today? Peel Castle is managed by Mannix National Heritage and is open to visitors during the summer. The site offers breathtaking views over the Peel and the Irish Sea, and you might even spot local wildlife like seals and basking sharks. Ooh. The appearance of the Modley Doe is often described as a large black spaniel with shaggy curly hair. Its eyes are said to glow with an eerie light, adding to its spectral presence. The behavior haunting the grounds, the Modley Doe was frequently seen in the guard rooms, which we've gone over. The routine, it was known to appear at dusk and disappear at dawn, often emerging and returning to a specific passage within the castle. The legend itself, so the soldiers encounter, which we'll get into, initially the soldiers were terrified of the dog, but over time they grew accustomed to its presence. It's very, very strange. I'm going to see if we can look into the story of the guard, the soldier that drunkenly locked up the castle and returned terrified and then died shortly after. We're going to see if we can get into that in a moment. The cultural impact. The legend of the Modley Doe has been passed down through generations and remains a fascinating part of Mannix folklore. It has even inspired literary works such as Sir Walter Scott's Prevail of the Peak, which we have gone over. So the Modley Doe is a captivating example of folklore and how folklore can be passed around through generations, through family members, through towns and cities and villages. It's fantastic, and it is, whether it's supernatural, whether it's historical, you know, or creating such folklore legends as cryptids as the Modley Doe, it is very, very interesting, and we will get into my thoughts at the end. So, can you protect yourself against the Modley Doe? In folklore, there aren't specific methods mentioned for protecting oneself against the Modley Doe. However, like many supernatural legends, the beast protection often involves respecting the law and avoiding actions that might provoke the entity. General folklore tips. So these are just general folklore tips. They're not how to protect yourself against the Modley Doe, but these are general tips of beasts that you can maybe protect yourself if you go on cryptid hunts like I will be doing very, very soon. Respect the legend. Avoid areas where the Modley Doe is said to appear, especially at night. Stay in groups. Folklore often suggests that supernatural entities are less likely to approach groups of people, so I will do it alone. Avoid confrontation. The legend of the Modley Doe includes a cautionary tale about a guard who confronted the dog and met a tragic end. I don't know about this story. I'm going to see if we can look it up live. So it's best to avoid any direct confrontation. Remember, these are just tips based on folklore and legend. And the Modley Doe is part of a Mannix culture, heritage, and rather than a real threat. So, can you summon a Modley Doe? Well, I can't actually summon the Mori Doe. I can certainly share more about its legend and other similar folklore. Looking, if you can summon the legend of the Mori Doe, there's no specific way you can summon it. If you wanted to summon it, there's no specific way. Maybe go to the location of the guard room and set a fire. So what do people of Isle of Man believe in the Mori Doe? People's belief about the Mori Doe are deeply rooted in the folklore of Isles of Man. It's a phantom guardian. The Mori Doe is often seen as a spectral guardian of Peel Castle. It is believed to have been a loyal guard dog in a previous life, continuing its watchful duties even after death. An omen of death. In some stories, the Mori Doe is considered an omen of death. Its appearance is thought to foretell misfortune or death, particularly for those who encounter it alone. Shit. Does someone want to come and join me? Haunted passages. The most famous story and what people generally believe is that the Mori Doe haunted a specific passage in Peel Castle, which we've gone over at the beginning of the show with the soldier, the drunken soldier. The cultural symbol, the Mori Doe, has become a symbol of supernatural and mysterious heritage of the Isles of Man. It is a popular figure in local folklore, often featured in stories, books, and even tourist guides. So what do skeptics believe in this story? Skeptics generally view the legend of the Mori Doe as a combination of folklore, psychological phenomenon, and natural explanations. Here are some common skeptical perspectives. Folklore and storytelling skeptics often see the Mori Doe as a product of local folklore and storytelling traditions. They believe that the tales were created and embellished over time to entertain, teach lessons, or explain mysterious encounters. Psychological explanations. Some skeptics suggest that the sightings of the Mori Doe could be attributed to psychological factors such as the power of suggestion, fear, and imagination. When people are told about a haunted location and a ghostly dog, they might be more likely to see or believe they have seen something unusual. Natural phenomena. So other skeptics might actually view this as the Mori Doe sightings could be explained as or explained by natural phenomena. For example, a large dog or other animal could have been mistaken for a ghostly apparition, especially in low light conditions during times of heightened fear. The historical context. Skeptics also point to historical context which these stories arose in times where significant understandings were limited. People often turn to supernatural explanations for events they couldn't explain. The Mori Doe legend fits into a broader pattern of ghost stories and supernatural beliefs that were common in many cultures. Now, off topic. This is off topic. I'm heavily dyslexic. I normally put this at the start of the show. I'm heavily dyslexic. If that puts you off the show, I understand. I really do. But I do generally interrupt myself all the time, and I'm going to interrupt myself right now. I'm pretty sure something banged my leg. I'm sat next to the computer itself, into the PC itself, but it was the other leg. This isn't the first time this has happened, especially during this podcast itself. So something touched my left leg, and there's actually nothing near my left leg. I may take a picture, but I ain't got any socks on, so I don't want to ruin my Foot OnlyFans account. No, joking aside, I ain't got no socks on, and I don't want you to see my gross feet. Feet are gross. Unless I've got nice shoes on. That's another topic. But there's literally nothing next to my left leg. There is nothing next to my left leg. Is it a cable drop down? Nope. I don't know what the fuck that was. Was it maybe a fucking... It wasn't cold. The other time it happened, and it was on the left leg again, but that time it was ice fucking cold. I thought it was way I had a drink. I had a drink in my hand, and maybe a condensation drop. That's why I tend not to have a really cold drink, because of condensation and shit happened. That was fucking weird. I hope I haven't paranormally activated the... I would have to maybe look at the old Simpson doll. Was it the Simpson doll? I tried projecting that Simpson doll being haunted. Maybe it was just a muscle twitch. I'm hoping it was a muscle twitch. But it felt like a prod. It felt like not a poke, more of a prod. Interesting. Shit. Now I've lost my fucking spot. So is there any evidence? So let me continue. Let me get back to the Moddy Doe. Is there any evidence to support the Moddy Doe? Unfortunately, there is no evidence to support the claims of the Moddy Doe. There is no concrete evidence to support its existence. The stories and sightings are primarily rooted in folklore and passed down by generations. So could there have actually been a spaniel guard dog? Who knows? So is there any events surrounding this folklore, this cryptid itself? Well, there aren't any specific events solely dedicated to the Moddy Doe. The legend is often featured in various cultures and historical events on the Isles of Man. Here are a few related activities and events. The Peel Castle Tours. So, as we've gone over at the start of the show, you can actually visit the Peel Castle in the summertime. Mannix Folklore Event. The Isles of Man hosted various events celebrating its rich folklore, including stories of the Moddy Doe. These events often include storytelling sessions, historical reenactments, and cultural festivals. And the Moddy Doe's Motorcycle Club. Holy shit. The MCC. Or is it just the... Really, shouldn't that be MMC? I see the Motor Then Cycle Club. While not directly related to the legend, the Moddy Doe MCC is a motorcycle club on the Isles of Man that embraces the name and spirit. Interesting. We head over to Wiki, Cryptid Wiki. So, the Moddy Doe. So, the image of on Cryptid Wiki, it's like a very shaggy looking dog with red eyes and muddy paw prints. Modern sightings. William Walter Gill, 1963. Preserved some of the local lore regarding the black dog appearing around Mannix landscape, as well as first-hand eyewitness accounts. So this one is a little bit weird. I'm gonna read it out as it is. It's fucking weird. It's very strange. It doesn't make no sense. A field near Ballymoddy, near a field named Robin Y. Gate, then quotes Robin of the Road, end quote, was haunted by an quote ordinary Moddy Doe, end quote, as opposed to Ballygilbert Glen, bracket, aka Canals Glen, bracket, where stood a farmhouse on the east side, and in the lane leading to it lurked a Moddy Doe, headless, like that hango, end quote. That made no fucking sense, Wiki Cryptid Wiki. Next one. Gill also reported sighting of a Moddy Doe at a spot called Milnintown Corner, close to Ramsey in 1927, a friend saw it turning towards Glen Aldin, and it was, quote, black with long shaggy hair with eyes like coals of fire, end quotes. And a doctor, while driving the road beyond the corner in 1931, encountered, quote, a big black dog-like creature nearly the size of a calf with bright staring eyes. Oh, I like staring eyes, end quote. So, fucking wiki, piece of shit, cryptid wiki. So this is a file I have found, the myth of the Moddy Doe. In the days when Charles II was king in England and Charles Earl of Derby was king in Man, Peel Castle was always garrisoned by soldiers. The guard room was just inside the gate entrance of the castle, and a passage used to lead from it through one of the old churches to the captains of the guards room. At the end of the day, one of the soldiers would lock the castle gates and carry the keys through the dark passages to the captains, to the captain. The soldiers used to take turns to do this. About this time, a big black dog with rough curly hair was seen sometimes in the room, next time in a different room. He did not belong to anyone there, and apparently no one knew anything about the dog. Every night when the candles were lit in the guard's room and the fire was burning bright, he would come down the dark passage and lay himself down by the fire. He made no sound but lay there until the break of day, when he would then get up and disappear into the passage. The soldiers at first were terrified of him, but after some time they were used to him and used to the sight of him, and lost some of their fear, though they still looked upon him as something mythical. Whilst he was in the room, the men were quiet and well behaved. When the hour came to carry the keys to the captain, two of them would always go together. No man would face the dark passage alone. One night, however, one foolish man began to brag and boast that he was not afraid of the dog. It was not his turn to take the keys, but to show how brave he was, he said, "Fuck it." He said, "Fuck it, I'm going. That dog don't scare me, little spaniel. Fucking, that dog don't fucking spare me. Fuck it, I'm going. Get past me them fucking keys." Whilst holding a beer, "Fuck it, pass me them keys." Chugs it, fucking walks down that passageway. He would take them alone. He dared the dog to follow him. Fucking hell. With beer in hand, "Fucking follow me, dog. I don't care. You don't scare me in this dark passageway. Fuck it." Slammed his drink on the fucking table. Grabbed them keys. Balls in hand. Swinging his dick, more than likely. "Come on, dog, you got to follow me." There was a deathly silence in the guards room. The other guards couldn't believe how fucking small his cock was, and they were fucking shocked. In the silence in the guard room, no sound was heard apart from the dashing of the waves on the step rocks underneath the castle. After a few minutes, there came from the dark passage the most unearthly screams and howls. Not one soldier dared to move to see what was fucking going on. They looked at each other in horror. They heard steps, and the man came back into the room. His face was ghastly pale and twisted with fear. He spoke not a word then or afterwards. After 3 days, he was dead, and nobody ever knew what had happened to him that fearful night. The black dog was never seen again. Holy shit. So this is a PDF file I found. Fuck me. That's quite fucking scary. So my thoughts on the Moddy Doe, I think this is just folklore, Chinese whispers, storytelling. Fucking, you turn that volume knob up to 11. Do I believe in this cryptid or this ghost story? Cryptid, no. Ghost story, yes. Especially when someone just fucking touched my leg about 30 minutes ago. So, yes. Ghost story, I believe in. Cryptid, I do not. I think maybe this place, stray dogs could maybe get in there, get out there, and just see a fire. Want to maybe get warm. Maybe people have fed this stray dog every now and again, so he's come, tried his luck. So cryptid, I don't believe in the cryptid itself. I would love to, don't get me wrong, I really would love to. Ghost story, I do believe in this as a ghost story. Is it a warning? Is this a warning to soldiers that something terrifying, something tragic is on the way? Possibly. Is it an omen? Quite possibly. Was that soldier stupid to do what he just did? Grab his beer and tell, fucking follow me, dog. Yes, I think that was very stupid. But it was an old story. Very old story. So maybe it was just a story to maybe scare little ones at the end of the day. Who knows? Ghost story, I do believe it. I do believe in ghosts and all that lovely stuff. I do. So, yeah. Cryptid, I don't believe in it. Ghost story, I do believe in it. I think a lot of Chinese whispers, the Chinese whispered game has gone on. You know, if you're unfamiliar with the game, you tell a sentence to, you whisper a sentence into a friend's ear, then they whisper it into another person's ear, but they've added on to the sentence. So maybe this cider was cold. And then the next sentence, this cider was cold and hot. And then they pass it on, and this cider was hot. This cider was cold and hot and fucking bubbly. And then they pass it on. This cider was cold, hot, bubbly, and gave you herpes. So I do believe a lot of that went on. So yeah, that's my thought on that. So I'm going to add this in. It might not be enough. So we are heading off to weekly world news. 11 hints you might be a descendant from aliens. Holy shit. So physical features. Eye colour is usually green or hazel. Fuck me. The eyes are set wide apart in the head. Am I eyes? No, but not that far away. Feet tend to be small and narrow. My fucking feet are fat and wide. Toes are apart to be longer than most people's... that most people feel to be normal. 3. Ears are longer than average and set closer to the head. My ears are fucking wing nuts. 4. Hands and fingers are long and slender. Nails tend to be perfectly formed but fragile. 5. Facial features are usually delicate but sometimes appear to be sharply chiseled. Lips are either fuller than average or usually thin. There's ear on there. 6. Hips are fuller than average to downright wide in women. Breasts are smaller but bulge. 7. Hair tends to be red or blonde, but hair colour alone does not prove alien ancestry. 8. Body build is smaller to average. Bones are usually weak. Traits. So this trait. So 9. Dreamers. The aliens who traveled to Earth a long time ago were almost certainly visionaries, and that is reflected in their descendants today. So, if you're a dreamer. 10. Smart. They have the ability to size up situations quickly. That's not me. They also are highly adaptable and often change plans in midstream. And finally, 11. Independent. They can survive without the help of others and are sometimes considered to be loners. Well, I'm a fucking loner. So, do any of them sound familiar? If they do, you're a fucking descendant of aliens, you fucking alien motherfucker. If any of them sound familiar, get in touch with me. Weekly World News, hell of a site. Fucking, I've been a fan of Weekly World News for a fucking long time, and I thought I would maybe add a little segment too, a little segment in. I've noticed that this show is maybe more dry, and I do want to maybe try and get a little bit my humour in there. And on that note, I will end this episode. Well, dear listeners, that wraps up our spine-tingling journey into the legend of the Moddy Doe. I hope you enjoyed this eerie tale of the spectral cryptids and haunted castles. If you're feeling brave, maybe you'll even visit Peel Castle yourself. If you do, let me know and we'll see if we can... I always say create. We'll see if we can get together and fucking go some ghost hunting, baby. Just don't forget to bring a friend or two, and me, on or a whole squadron of ghost hunters. I will be up for that. Remember, folks, if you ever find yourself wandering through an ancient building or a castle at night and you hear the sounds of claws scraping the stone floor, it's probably just the wind. Or is it? Who knows, maybe the Moddy Doe is just waiting for its next unsuspecting victim. Sweet dreams. And for those of you who think it's just another ghost story, well, you're probably right. But hey, it's always fun to imagine, isn't it? After all, what's life without a little mystery and a few good scares? I thank you for tuning into Rare Anyone Talks. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and hit that follow button. Leave a review and share it with your fellow ghost story enthusiasts. Until next time, stay curious, stay spooky, and remember, never lock up a haunted castle alone. Stay naughty, stay rude, but more importantly, stay fucking filthy. I've been your host, Rare Eddie One, and good night.